Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Voila.
Voila.
I can see you. Yes, I can see you.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
You got it.
Two. Yes. Yes, I have no more stitches in my right eye, my cornea transplant.
They're all gone?
They are all gone. 16 stitches. You know, for some reason, I told the doctor this when I saw him on Friday. I said, you know, Tony, we're on first name basis now.
Sure.
And so I said, you know, when you did the transplant last year, I thought for some reason, like, you'd put in a new cornea and then the stitches would dissolve and then everything just would be great. And I didn't realize it was like this whole long process, like a year. But I went from 2,400 to right now, it's about 2,080, 2,070, somewhere in there. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, praying that over the next 6 weeks, as the cornea settles down a little bit, that the sight will get even better. But if not, he said that he can slap a cornea, or not a cornea, slap a contact lens on there.
Okay.
And then maybe the vision would be a little bit better.
So is that like normal people doing contacts? You take them in, you take them out every single day, or would this be another surgery?
No. In and out. Of which I told him, I said, listen, I'm not really like a contact lens person. I think I'm more like just slap some glasses on me.
All right.
And he said, no, you're really going to want the contact lens because it's going to put pressure on the cornea to push it down. And then I said to him, you know, how do I send a letter to the donor family? Because I really want to say thank you to them. And how can I do that? And he said, well, write me the letter and then he'll bring the letter over to the iBank so that this way they can get in touch with the donor family. Because you know what? It's just a miracle. Really. I mean, think about this. You take a piece of a person who's no longer with us, and then you put that in a person who's living and breathing, and then suddenly they're able to see again. Just phenomenal.
Well, congratulations. That's so awesome. Oh,
thank you. I thank you. I'm so thrilled. And on that happy note, welcome. It's Kim Commando Today. It's your podcast about all things digital. I'm, of course, America's beloved digital goddess here with you once again, Kim Commando. And then we have, well, Andrew Babinski. Yay. So what do you have on top today?
I know how much you love Google search results and you think Google's dying, but
yes.
Just wait until they make you pay for it.
No.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Everybody's got a subscription service. Why not Google?
And now if you are watching us do Kim Commando Today, we totally love that. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, Andrew, but we were ahead of the bell curve because in February and March, more people than ever started doing video podcasts.
Oh,
more
nice.
People than ever. Yeah, so we were like, you know, 6 weeks before this whole surge came in. So if you are watching Kim Commando Today, we totally love that. The easiest place to go, I know you can go on Rumble and X and Facebook, but the easiest place is at YouTube. Go to youtube.com/Kim Commando, youtube.com/Kim Commando. And when you're there, we want you to smash the like button.
Smash
right?
it. Drop smash us a it. Comment. We read all the best comments at the end of the show. And of course, share the podcast with someone. I mean, your friends and family are going to get deluged with all these late coming video podcasts. Make sure the innovators get some credit. We were there
exactly
right after Joe Rogan, just right after.
Joe who? Joe Commando? Is that it? Right? And if you haven't already, make sure that you enter to win the $799 iPhone 15, a brand new one. It's not my used one. It's a brand new one. Over at commando.com/win. That's commando.com/win. I know you can go to winfromkim.com, but a lot of people are getting confused with that. So I think we'll just say commando.com/win, commando.com/win.
Easy enough.
All right. Here are the top five things you need to know. It's happening in the tech world right now. Do you remember back in January when that Alaska Airlines, that little problem that they had that the door fell off? Do you remember that?
I think I saw a headline or something about that.
And do you remember like an iPhone got sucked out of the plane?
Right.
And just like went down 16,000 feet. And then they found the phone and it was in complete working order. Didn't even have a scratch. Well, the Wall Street Journal did the research and they said, how come this thing could survive 16,000 feet falling out of an airplane? But when you drop it on your kitchen floor, it just shatters.
Right.
Okay?
So, I give my phone to my 6-year-old and it's broken within seconds.
That's the problem. You need to get rid of the 6-year-old. Put a case on the six-year-old. That's what it is. The phone, as it turns out, was going 60 miles per hour, going down to the ground because of air resistance and gravity. And they say that really wasn't that bad. But it also had Gorilla Glass. It had a case. But they say the biggest reason why it was okie dokie is because it landed in a forest. It landed in a bunch of trees. And so the bottom line here is that if you want to drop your phone and not break it, you need to drop it on the grass. So if you drop it on the grass, you're going to be okay.
Or I could plant a bunch of trees in my tile throughout my entire house and just create a little forest. It'll protect my phone when I'm at home.
That would be a little rough, though, because, you know, then you'd want to wash the floors, you know, and I actually like washing the floors.
Really?
And a lot of people, yeah, I do. It's a stress releaser for me. So if you ever over the house and I'm washing the floor, you know, like there's something really bad going on.
Well, I have good news. I have 3,600 square feet of floors. You can come over and de-stress whenever you want.
No, that's beneath me. Oh, okay. That was a good one. All right. This next story is very sad, but I need to tell you about it. In 2020, an 18-month-old little girl, Reese Hamsmith, she swallowed a coin-shaped button battery and she died. They had her on life support for a couple of months. And her parents said, you know what, we can't let this happen to anybody else. So they put pressure on Energizer, the battery maker. And now these button-sized batteries that they have a horrible taste if you put them in your mouth. It's like you want to spit them right out. And if a child keeps the battery in their mouth, is that their lips are going to turn blue and like a really bright, bright blue. But the bottom line here is that you want to keep an eye on your kiddos because these batteries aren't everything, right? I mean, they're in your watches, your AirTags, your remotes. And for some reason, kids like to take them and put them in their mouths. So just be super careful.
You know, the Nintendo handheld game device, the Switch?
Yes.
That chemical that makes them taste bad is on the games for the same exact reason. So those little cartridges.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the little cartridges that you put in the back of the Switch to play the game, if you put it in your mouth, it tastes horrible for the same exact reason.
Meanwhile, the FTC is going after Amazon. You know why?
No, why?
A price-fixing scheme that gave them an extra. I know, I know. And you know what? And it gave them an extra $1 billion in profits.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a lot.
Yeah. And so the FTC goes over to Amazon's headquarters and they say, you know what? We need to make sure that we have copies of all the text messages that have been going across the table with all the C-levels. We're talking about Jeff Bezos and the presidents of all these divisions. And guess what?
What?
They're all gone.
No. Well, that's the worst luck. Did they all have their cell phones sucked out of airplanes and unfortunately didn't land in forests?
No, they were all using the Signal messaging app with auto-delete enabled on text messages. So whenever they saw a text message, it just automatically disappeared. Puff.
Wonder why they would use that technology and software.
I don't know. This is a little fishy to me.
Well, they weren't. There's no way they were doing anything nefarious. So let's just move along.
Yeah, you're right. CAPTCHA tests. Remember when they used to be so easy? Like, find the three motorcycles, find the three traffic lights. And now you have to, like, move a puzzle piece from left to right or whatever it may be. Are you any good at those?
No, I'm not even good at spot the bus. I somehow I have to do it like 6 and 7 times before I can get in.
It's like, no, it's the big yellow one, Andrew. It's the big yellow one.
That's it.
I know. You keep thinking it's a banana, but then it's the bus. It's the bus. Well, the reason why they have to get more tricky is because the bots have now figured out how to pass the CAPTCHA tests.
Whatever they come up with, the bots are just going to figure it out.
Yeah, they will. I mean, absolutely, 100%.
They just have to keep getting harder and harder and harder and harder until nobody gets into their email.
So, and finally, this story. An Airbnb host rents out his house for $1,000 a week, and he's not having any real issues with the people who have rented it. As a matter of fact, they're pretty good renters.
I mean, okay.
You know, they leave the place pretty clean when they're gone, and they're not calling every single day to say that the TV doesn't work or the dogs are barking next door. But the owner of this house gets a bill right afterwards and a call from the local water company because while they were there, They used $375 worth of water.
In 1 week?
In 1 week.
Okay.
As it turns out, this couple had a side hustle for, which your sister does, laundry. And so rather than using their water bill, they decided, you know what, it would be cheaper for us to rent a place and have a little vacation and do everybody's laundry using this guy's water and this guy's house. And so that was the that's where the $375 water bill came from.
Well, did they do anything wrong? The water was included in the Airbnb rental. It didn't limit me to my water. I think it's perfectly fine.
Now, I bet you he's got a new box on the next contract that he sends out.
Yeah. You get about 40 gallons of water, and that's it. Everything else you're paying for.
Nutso. All right. So online dating, you're off the market because of Karen.
Yeah.
I mean, Carrie. Karen. I mean.
Jennifer.
Susan.
Jenna, please help me. It's not that hard. Just say your name correctly.
I really liked Amy.
Did we go to break?
No. You know, really, Jenny's nice.
Thank you.
Is it Jenny or Jennifer?
It's closer than you've ever been. So let's just say, let's just call it a win.
Oh, Genevieve.
Yes, I'm off the market.
Hey, it's Kim Komando Today. It's your fun podcast. And so wherever you get your podcast, you can search for Kim Komando Today and get the audio version, or you can get the full multimedia experience, the experience. And that's when you can watch us do the video feed of the Kim Komando Today podcast. And we are wherever you get your videos, but youtube.com/Kim Komando is the best place to do it. Now, if you're looking for the Kim Komando Show, you can go over to komando.com. You can find your local affiliate because that's on over 420 top stations. Or you can get it commercial-free as a podcast on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. But if you are watching, you'll see I'm sporting this nice shirt. Do you see that nice shirt?
I love that polo.
It's the Westar logo with says Santa Barbara underneath because I am broadcasting today from Santa Barbara. I'll be back in Phoenix tomorrow. But here's the deal is that when you have a boat, see, these are the things I've learned over the last couple of years, is that you're supposed to put the name of your boat and the city on a polo when you are on your boat.
Oh, okay. Is that what that shirt is? Is the name of your boat the Westar?
Yes, it's called the Westar.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that has nothing to do with this company. It's just you're wearing your boat shirt.
Yes, exactly. But now I know we're going to get a lot of people say, like, how can – you think we should sell these? I think it's actually pretty – I think they're nice.
I think it's very nice. But it would even be better if it said Kim Komando and then Santa Barbara underneath it. I can't believe you didn't name your boat Digital Goddess or Goddess.
I don't know. I thought that was too pretentious on a 52-foot Italian boat.
Yeah, you've never been known to do anything pretentious. That's fair.
And if this doesn't work out, like you said, I could go work at Best Buy.
You could. You look like you're in uniform already. Okay. You're a genius.
I am. What kind of TV should you buy? I don't know. Don't even ask me. I'm busy. I'm busy over here. Okay. And don't even think about buying that extended warranty. It's a total ripoff.
Yeah, you'd be fired within a week.
Yeah, exactly. Not even. All right. So we're talking about dating. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because when you sign up for these online dating apps, how many questions do you have to answer?
I mean, really, to start out, you can limit yourself. You know, most people do. They create the profile and they try to get up there as quick as possible. But as you go on, the apps keep on asking, hey, why don't you ask, tell people more about yourself. Let's learn more about you so we can find your perfect match. And you can get up to answering like 30 to 50 questions.
Are there any questions that you've ever answered that you felt like, oh, I don't know if I should have answered that. That seems a little bit too personal.
Yeah, I guess you don't want to paint a bad picture about yourself. I mean, I'm on the radio every single day with iHeartMedia and KEZ here in the Valley. And I've admitted to the entire city so many things that I'm not embarrassed about. I don't really, that's not my personality. But I'm sure for a lot of people, stuff is just too much to be out there on a dating website.
Well, Mozilla has this whole big, I guess you'd say, initiative called Privacy Not Included. And joining us right now is Jen Kaltrider. She's a friend of the show. She's been on the show before. Hi there, Jen. And you guys took a deep dive on dating apps. What are the dating app companies doing with all the stuff that you're giving them, aside from finding Mr. or Mrs. Right or Right Now?
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody would be surprised to learn that they're using your personal information to make money, and not just to help you find love. The more information they can collect on you, the more inferences they can make about you, about things like your intelligence and your abilities, your psychological trends, things that sound really creepy and you probably don't want Match group to know. And then they can share this information with advertisers. Sometimes they can sell it. Sometimes they just don't protect it and it leaks out to the world. And then you've got information out into the world that you don't want. And so, yeah, it makes a lot of money is the bottom line.
And it doesn't just stop with the information that you're getting, right? I mean, they're capturing all of your chats, all of your videos back and forth. They have all of that.
Yeah. Everything that you type in, everything that you say, the metadata that you might not even be aware of, you share an image, it's got metadata in it. Where you're clicking, who you're clicking on, that sort of stuff is all being collected. Some of it to help you find love, but some of it to help them make more money. So yeah, and dating apps are an interesting thing because they're by design. You're supposed to give up information to find love. That's how it works. So what you'd wish you'd see is when a company is out there trying to collect as much information that they do a better job at protecting it, respecting it, giving you control over it. And when we did our review of dating apps, that's not what we found.
What did you find? It's just out there willy-nilly?
Yeah, well, we first reviewed dating apps back in 2021, and they weren't great. But then we reviewed them again this year, so 3 years later, and what we found is they've actually gotten worse, which I guess isn't a huge surprise because as a privacy researcher, every day I wake up and keep seeing things getting worse and worse. It's depressing.
Oh gosh, but you poor thing.
I know.
You must be drinking heavily every night.
I know. Yeah. But, one of the things that we're seeing is they're moving into AI, right? Everybody's moving into AI. It's the happy buzzword now. And there can be instances where AI is like, oh, we're going to use AI to find people being abused and we'll kick them off. Okay, that's fine. Use AI that way. But then you hear somebody like the CEO of Grindr, who has a terrible track record at privacy, by the way, saying, hey, everybody else is moving into AI. We might as well too. What have we got to lose? And then you see that they slip a line into their privacy policy saying all those not safe for work DMs you've been sharing that used to just kind of live on your phone. Now we're going to keep those. And we're probably going to use them to train up an AI, maybe an AI boyfriend or something like that. And then you're like, well, wait a minute, Grindr. Like, what if I don't want you to have those? That's the question. If companies are getting ready to move into the AI world, they're using your chats to train their AIs. How much control are you going to have over that? Grindr hasn't done this yet, so there's no policies that we can review. But again, Grindr has a really bad track record at being good at privacy. And so it's just something you see and you kind of like scratch your head and worry about.
At least with a lot of the companies that are selling our data, we get something in exchange for free. We are the product because but with these dating apps, I mean, eHarmony was like $500, which is double the price of the woman that I was on a date with that she had to pay, which I think is sexist. It's totally sexist that men have to pay more. But I'm paying them hundreds of dollars for them to turn around and take everything from me and sell it again.
Yeah, it's a good business model, I guess. You get the subscription services and you get the data. We are being taken for a ride twice. But people are desperate for love and connection. And this is we saw this during the pandemic with things like mental health apps, where people were desperate and companies found a way to monetize that. And I think we've seen this with dating apps for a long time where, Facebook dating is still free, but we know Facebook is collecting tons of information to make money off of you. All the other ones, pretty much not almost all the other ones have subscription services. So yeah, you are getting kind of taken advantage of twice and it's welcome to the future.
Okay, so you mentioned grinders being a really bad one. Are they the worst? And which is there one that's kind of the best, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I will say grinders the worst because they just have such a terrible track record. But that's, I mean, they're in good company with some other ones that are really bad. You know, Tinder's got a lot of questions. Facebook dating, I mean, Facebook has a bad track record. But there were actually three of the 25 apps that we reviewed did not earn our privacy not included warning label. And that those were Happn, which is, I think, a company owned by a French company. So they kind of come at us with the stronger European protections. eHarmony actually didn't get our warning label. They aren't great, but they aren't terrible. And a small apps for mostly targeted at women seeking women called Lex does a fairly good job of privacy. And so, yeah, there's three apps. They're kind of niche. You know, they aren't necessarily the big apps, but if you do some work, you can find some apps that are going to be a little better than the others.
But is there anything that you can do to limit your stuff being sold and used for AI, or it just kind of comes with the territory?
Yeah, well, I mean, first step is try and pick an app that's not terrible, which again is hard to do, but there were three. Second is just don't, I mean, it's, you know, we say this all the time, don't put anything out on the internet you wouldn't want your mom to know. And that's hard with dating apps. And sometimes it's hard to even know if that's, you know, location tracking is huge with these. And sometimes you're being tracked even when you might not be aware you're being tracked, whether you're using the app or not. And so turning off location tracking, if you can, deleting the apps when you're absolutely not using them. I think a lot of us have probably like made a connection on an app and then like, hey, switch over to Signal and get rid of the app and continue the conversation there so that the company isn't collecting your chats. But all of this is just a lot of work, right? When we're busy, we don't want to, you know, we don't always have time to think about this. And then getting your data deleted is a crapshoot. If you live in a state with a strong privacy law that requires the company to delete your data, you can jump through some hoops and ask for your data to be deleted. If you don't, at least half of the companies that we reviewed, I believe, aren't going to guarantee that they'll delete your data. So it's another reason to not share that much.
Well, that was actually going to be one of my questions. Is I'm in a strong, healthy, loving relationship thanks to a dating app. But once I got into that relationship, I deleted everything. I got rid of everything. Mm-hmm. Does that stop the data collection? Is that enough for it to end there, my relationship with these companies?
Yeah, I mean, deleting the app will stop the tracking and the data collection. Any data that they've already gotten on you, they're probably still going to keep unless you've asked them to delete it. Any inferences they've made about you and kind of put out into the world are probably not something you're going to get back. But it's better than nothing. Absolutely. You know, find love and get the heck out of there.
Did it. Done.
Done. Hey, Jen, thanks for being here. Appreciate you giving us the lowdown on all these dating apps.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
You know, I wonder if you could figure out what they think your intelligence level is, Andrew.
Well, I mean, probably. They didn't ask me to take an IQ test. They just wanted a couple of pictures and some pickup lines, which I did, so it probably shows my intelligence is probably pretty low.
So I have a friend who's 36 years old, and she's beautiful. She is. She's just stunning. She is a former ballet dancer, so you can imagine what her body looks like.
Sure.
Still svelte and strong. And I'll say her name is Mary.
Okay.
Okay. And so I'm like, you know, Mary, you should move to Phoenix because if you're looking for a guy, you're not going to find him in this town. And because you're, you know, it's like, you know, you want to go like where things are happening, city's growing, and where you might have a chance to work as a dancer. And so I said, you know, let's fire up some dating apps. And she puts on OkCupid, she puts on Tinder. And I said, let's just see who will be attracted to you and what kind of matches that you have. So I sit there and like, you know, it takes a while to set up these apps because mm-hmm. you got to like, you know, take a few pictures, then you got to answer a whole bunch of questions. And then, oh my gosh, it wasn't a picture of her body. It was just a picture of her face smiling. Okay. But probably in about 15 minutes after we got these set up, and we were drinking wine, just to let you know, is that all of a sudden, she got so many pee-pee pictures. I mean, just flooded. What? I mean, like 50.
What a lucky lady. That's so nice. Welcome to the valley.
So what are guys thinking when they send these? I mean, is it like, wow, she's going to see that and go like, yeah, humma humma, come on over? Or what is that?
I think when you were in Japan, we did the research study that on this. And it basically it says like a third of the guys actually think it will work. A third of the guys have a very high sex drive. And they're just seeing, is there anyone that's going to react to this and match my sex drive? And then the other third just hate women, and that's why they do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. They're punishing them.
So, nice. Like, you know, my mother always said that was the person who invented, like, pantyhose and high heels.
Just hated women.
Hated women. All right. So, Google wants to charge us?
Yes, they do.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I mean, they want as much money as possible, but yes.
Well, you know, I just read this morning that they're only a $2 trillion company.
That's See? Only. They need the money.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. We are so glad that you are here with us, because otherwise Andrew and I would just be talking to ourselves, which, you know, we would have a great time doing.
I don't know. You pretty much only talk to me on the podcast. I try to make small talk before the show. You're like, wait till the cameras are rolling, please.
Only because sometimes what we do is so funny. I'm like, you know, we should have had that on the podcast.
Yeah, don't spoil it. You're right.
That's the reason why. But we need two things from everybody who's listening to the podcast or watching the pod. Can I say podcast?
Oh, you can, but it's like fingernails on a chalkboard for me.
Number one, that everybody needs to tell one person. That's it. Just one person. That's all. Number two is we want you to comment. I mean, and if you are watching this after the fact, it's okay. You can still comment, because our producers, they go through every single comment and we read the best ones. And it may not be it that day, because if you left it like, you know, on an older one, that's okay. It may be a future one. And then you can like tell all your family members and friends, like, I'm famous. I was with Kim K, and Kim K thought I was so intelligent and I was so wonderful that she read my comment on her Kim K podcast.
Are you trying to make them think you're on with Kim Kardashian? Is that the Kim K you're referring to?
Well, you can do that, because then you'll get more credential with
your, absolutely. You know, with little more street cred. Just a little more street cred.
So it's okay if you do that. You can just say Kim K, and you know, I'll be heartbroken forever. But just not happening. All right. So what's going on with Google?
So there's a plan. There's some people who are talking that work behind the scenes with Google. And the plan is, once they fully include their AI technology into the Google search results, that they're going to charge a subscription fee for premium searches. Now, I don't know how this is going to work. Is it like, are you going to search something like, what's the best dog park in Los Angeles? And the results are going to show up, and the top two are going to be like pixelated and fuzzy. And if you want to see these results, you have to pay the fee. But when is the internet going to learn that once you give us something for free, the second you put a price tag on it, we revolt?
Yes, we do. But Google's doing this. Like, for example, last week they came out and they said, if you have a Pixel phone and if you have Google Photos, you have all these fabulous tools like Magic Lasso and Magic Eraser and all these other things. And they said, but by the way, now we're going to make this available to everyone. So it doesn't matter if you just have a Pixel phone anymore.
Right.
If you have an iPhone, a Samsung, Motorola, whatever. But in the fine print, it said, your first 10 images are free.
That's it? Yes. Not like 10 a month? Yes. Or 10, you just get 10 total?
10. And then you have to start paying a monthly fee. It probably is per month, now that I say that. It's probably 10 images per month. And then you have to start paying a monthly fee. So I would expect them to come up like, you know, maybe you'd get 10 searches for free a month. And then after that, you're going to have to pay.
Now, Microsoft, they have put their AI into their search engines with Bing. And I read in this article that they were seeing an uptick, that people were actually going. And now, is it novelty where you're going over to Bing to see how it works, you know, with the AI technology? We don't know.
Okay. You know what? You know, Bing's uptick was like three people. I mean, when you look at the percentage.
Yes. I mean, there's a billion people who use Google a day. You're right.
It doesn't really work. So if Google charges, will you use it?
Or no,
you
absolutely.
Just like,
absolutely
I use
not.
It now.
I mean,
do
I
use
do.
It now?
I do. I yeah. use it if I need to. But it's because when I just type in my address bar, I use Google Chrome. If I type in my address bar, that's basically like using the search. I don't go to google.com, but that's how I use Google. Or if I'm on my phone, same thing. I just type it in there and it pops up as a Google search result. That's how I use it. It's not a destination. But I am starting to use ChatGPT because of you, ChatGPT as a search engine more than just, you know, with putting in the prompts, but it's not, I don't pay for it. So it's not as up to date.
Well, with ChatGPT, I'm really amazed at everything that it knows. So like, for example, yesterday I was throwing the ball for Abby. Okay. And then she goes into the bush, and then in this bush, obviously were a male and female duck. And they just like go running out of this bush and they dive into the pool in the middle of the pool, thinking like Abby won't be able to find them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Abby jumps in the pool, goes after him, and then, you know, she's a retriever, and then they fly away. I look inside the bush, and there are six baby eggs.
Oh, no.
Right there. And one of them's cracked. And I'm like, oh, no. So I'm thinking, like, how do I figure out, like, what's going to happen to the duck eggs, and if the mommy duck and the daddy duck don't come back, and what would I do? And so instead of going to Google, I just went to ChatGPT and I said, my golden retriever went into, and I told the whole story and it came back with all the steps. I mean, it was like so nice. I didn't have to like go through all these pages of search results and then find the wrong search result and then click there. And then, you know, then of course you got all these pop-up ads and Taboola and all these other ones. And you're like, oh, make it stop. My website is tremendous for that. I hate our website. We have a new website coming out in about a month that isn't going to have all these pop-ups. But anyway, bottom line there is that why would you go to Google to search something like that when you can have the answer right there with ChatGPT?
Don't leave us hanging. Did you save the babies? Are the eggs all okay?
Mommy came back this morning and she's sitting right there on the egg.
Happy
and pretty happy about it. Yay. Although Barry's like, oh, they're going to ruin the pool.
That sounds like Barry.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. Do me a great solid and make sure that wherever you're listening to the podcast that you leave a wonderful review. We read every single review and make sure that you share the podcast with at least one person. Because here's the deal. There are a lot of podcasts out there. And so in order to make sure that your podcast continues to grow, that's why we need each and every one of you. That's why we're kind of begging you to at least tell one person. I mean, really, seriously. I mean, I'm begging you to tell like just one person. And if you know like somebody like Joe Rogan or I don't know, that other guy, Dan Bongino, if you actually know them, so you could always say, you know what, Kim Komando would make a great guest. Kim Komando would make a great guest, because then maybe one of the producers is like, hey, you know what, we ought to get Kim Komando here as a guest.
Would right? you do the Joe Rogan show?
Absolutely, I would do the Joe Rogan show.
Yeah, and only like 100 million people would see you. It'd be a little bit of good exposure.
I'd love that.
All right, we have some comments. Yes, Clay Hutchins says, first time catching you live. Love your podcast. Your podcast. Someone commented, instead of calling it a pod, why not just call it a cast? No, both of them sound uncomfortable.
A cast.
If your phone falls in a forest, does anyone hear it?
If it rings.
Only if it rings. Congratulations on your improved vision, Kim. This is from Phil. Thanks to the donor family. That is an amazing story. Jeff says, welcome back, Kim. Glad to hear your vision is improving. And John says, I hope you have a speedy and full recovery, Kim.
Thank you, John.
So many good messages.
All right. So you remember the robotic dog?
The scary one? The one that nightmares are made out of?
Well, no, not the flamethrower. Not the flamethrower. You know they're sold out.
Of course they are.
They're sold out. Oh, my gosh.
What are these crazy companies and businesses going to do with a $9,000 flamethrower? If they're sold out now, they'll start delivering them in like 4 to 5 weeks. And then the news stories of how someone was murdered by the flamethrowing dog will happen about a week after that. Be prepared.
Crazy. So they're trying to make the robotic dogs more warm and cozy.
Okay.
And happy. Okay. So here, look at this video. They call them Sparkles.
Oh, well, there's nothing dangerous about with the name Sparkles.
Well, Sparkle's not the flame-throwing one. Sparkles is the Boston Dynamics dog.
But those are still scary.
They're Sparkles.
That's look Sparkles?
Yes.
But that's what it looks like animated. That's not what it's going to look like in real life.
No, it's got a little hairy suit on it.
Well, if that's a real suit that they put on that thing, that is adorable.
Sparkle, see? Look, watch. They're mimicking each other.
Oh. They kissed! Oh, yes. Sparkles.
See, we love Sparkles. We love Sparkles. Okay, beg for your job, Andrew. Beg for your job.
Please don't fire me. Please keep me on the pod. Your jokes are hilarious.
Okay, a Buddhist monk walks up to a hot dog vendor and says, "Make me one with everything."
Oh, God.
After a brief chuckle, the vendor makes the hot dog and gives it to the monk and says, "That'll be $4, please." The monk hands him a $10 bill. Then he finds himself waiting uncomfortably while the vendor does nothing except just stare right back at him. So the monk asks, "Hey, what about my change?" And the hot dog vendor says, "Change must come from within."
That's not that bad. That's good. It took a curve. I didn't think it was going to go there.
Oh, did you hear about Wally? I meant to tell you about Wally.
What happened to Wally?
Okay. Wally, oh man, I'll save this for Wednesday. Wally is the support alligator. I totally wanted to talk about this on the podcast today.
Well, let's do it on Wednesday then.
Okay, it's a support alligator because we all need a support alligator.
Absolutely.
So you'll have to listen to the next podcast because I'm going to tell you all about Wally.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.